producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Seven. About it.
You lucky duck.
I am a lucky duck. Quack, 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 quack. I miss you, Jennifer, and so does the audience, more importantly.
I miss you too, Dougie.
All right, Jennifer's taking a trip over to Eastern Europe with her dad, and as a result, we've had two or three different reports here and there during the course of the program over the past couple of days, and during that time, Jennifer's made reference to her guide, Jan. Jan Kulich is I think you told me he was a native-born Czech, right? Where is he from?
Yes, he was a native-born Czech,
and he will tell you his story.
Okay. And then he immigrated. He wanted to avoid communism. He went to Vienna, and now he actually lives in California, Dougie, with you and I. He lives in Irvine, California, but he happened to be here and is friends with our guide, Latka. And so he has been sort of our English translator and has been taking us around. And I'm actually talking to you from the mayor's office.
Mayor.
I know when we last spoke, I was going into a wine cave, and now I am in the mayor's office and in the middle of City Hall, which is just, it's very funny. We're getting a real tour of what life is like here in Moravia.
All right, so describe where Moravia is in relationship to some of the other landmarks in the Czech Republic.
Sure. Well, everybody knows Prague. Prague is a big city, lots of tourism in Prague. Prague is in Bohemia. So when Czechoslovakia was still Czechoslovakia, you had Bohemia, you had Moravia, and you had Slovakia. Slovakia is now its own country, and so now the Czech Republic is made up of Bohemia and Moravia. And Moravia doesn't get as much tourism, but it is stunningly beautiful. Lots of quaint little towns. Every town has a story, a lot of Jewish history here, and this is where wine country is. So that is why, you know, my dad and I especially love it, because you drive down the roads and you see these beautiful grapevines, and it's stunning. We just went into some wine caves today, and the way they store wine here, Doug, and I know you are a consummate wine drinker.
Oh, yeah, right.
But they store it under the ground. I mean, it's cold down there. It's beautiful. And they have all brick-lined caves, and you can actually, if you're members of these wine clubs here in Moravia, you can actually own a locker down in the caves, and you can come and get your wine. It's really something to see. It's very cool.
All right, so we've gotten the picture from your perspective.
To answer your question, Moravia is east, by the way, in the Czech Republic. So it's on
right.
The east side of the country. East and south. We can actually see into Austria from where we are.
Really?
That's how far down in the border we are.
From your porch, I can see.
We can see Austria from our house.
Good for you. All right, so let's meet Jan Kulich, who was born where Jennifer is, came to the United States, listening to the story, back to help them in their translation as their trip continues around Czechoslovakia and that area, Monrovia. Jan, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Yes, I'm doing fine. Thank you.
All right. So tell us about life growing up where you did, and then I want to sort of piece together your life, your living in America, what it was like going back and forth to your old country. But what was it like growing up there that Americans may not know about?
Well, it was the kind of standard model where people would go to school, you know, to listen to their parents, the government, and basically follow the rules of the society.
So your parents, your family, tell us about your siblings and the folks who were part of your family.
Well, my parents were, my father was kind of a high-ranked military officer, and my mother worked for local government. I had one sibling, my sister, And so because my father was in military service, we were definitely ostracized, and, you know, we had to be really follow the communist kind of, not the regime, but the communist habits and the way of life. So, you know, when I finished my high school, and I went to military high school, I was supposed to go to military university, and I really disliked that. And during those years, you know, I started seeing the differences, you know, how the regime was behaving or acting towards different people. And so at some point in my life, I decided that I wanted to leave, because I didn't want to leave the way it was dictated for people to behave there and to live.
So how hard or easy was it for you to get out of the country and come to America?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, I have to admit or kind of confess, my leaving was very easy, and it was because of my parents. As I mentioned, my father was kind of high-ranked military officer, so it was I got through the, you know, the checkings to let the people leave quite easily. So I obtained visas and was able to leave kind of legally for a certain period of time.
And so you came to what part of America?
Well, you know, let me tell you before that. So what happened was that I left as a tourist, and I had a visa for Austria and West Germany, Germany. So when I came to Austria, obviously I stayed there and decided, you know, that I wouldn't go back. So I stayed at the refugee camp called Kreiskirchen in close by Vienna. And from there, you know, I basically got in contact with American Embassy and got the papers to emigrate to USA. And I went first to New York, and from New York I went to Los Angeles, California.
And what did you do for work? How did you survive?
Well, you know, those first months, it was only kind of manual work. You know, I was working, helping out anything that gave me any, you know, any money. Mm-hmm. Eventually, I decided, and I went to Chicago, where I found a lot of countrymen that were willing to help me, and was even able to finish my university studies and got my degree in computer engineering.
Mm-hmm. Was it hard, Jan, having a conversation with Jan Kulich, who emigrated from Czechoslovakia to Australia and then to the United States, was it hard to go to school and pick up everything in English, or had you by that time really sort of mastered the language?
Well, yeah, that was definitely a challenge, because when I left Czechoslovakia, I spoke, besides Czech, you know, I spoke German, mm-hmm. but that didn't help me too much in USA.
No.
But I kind of went to university after 2 years of my arrival. So meanwhile, I was able to pick up some language. And at the university itself, you know, I had to obviously take special courses just to catch up.
It sounds to me like you've had a really good experience, and this story, telling this story, is instructive for people so that we can understand how to do it sort of the right way. Do you know what I mean? So you connected with Jennifer and her father and went back over with them to help them in their trip around your former country in the last this two-week period, right?
Sure.
Yeah. All right.
Right,
well,
right. Right.
And you've been a big
help.
And
I still have deep connections to the country.
Yeah.
So I try to come here anytime I get a chance.
Yeah.
And so I definitely took up the opportunity to connect with Mike and Jennifer.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a good story, an interesting story, and an area of the world that not many Americans know too much. They know Prague and they know that sort of thing, but they don't know about the deep history and the agriculture of that country. So it's good to have you here. Jan, thank you very much. Take good care of the horns for me, and maybe I'll get a chance to meet you when I'm in Los Angeles. Jan Kulich, who's working as a guide for Jennifer Horn and her dad as they travel around Czechoslovakia. 17 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Time for us to take a moment to think about our health and well-being. How is your kidney working today? How is your heart working today? Do you have good circulation or poor circulation? Is your blood pressure where it's supposed to be, or does it need to be regulated? Do you have skin complaints? The sorts of things that I've just talked about are the sorts of things that are taken care of or treated when you meet the beat. As it were, beet juice, Neo 40 capsules of, I guess we'd say that was solid beet juice in a way they're prepared. You put them in your mouth, they melt in your mouth, and they immediately are administered into your system, all the good things that are part of Neo 40 and Super Beets, to instantly open up your arteries, get the gut, the goodness of the blood going into your gut and into your all your organs, your muscles, so you've got that instant feeling like there's a stride to you and you can take on the world. So that's how you start the day, and then through the day, you take Super Beets in take a teaspoon, put in a glass of water, and drink it. Yum. Tastes good because the regular flavor is good, but black cherry is even better. You get the benefits of three whole beets in one teaspoon of Super Beets. I had some earlier today in my drink, and I have a sort of power protein drink during the course of the program. That's the secret to me, keeping up my energy and my attitude. Nitric oxide. It's a superb, superb ingredient into one's body to make sure the blood gets all over the place. Within 20 minutes, you'll feel that you have the confidence and the strength to make it through the rest of the day. So two things to keep in mind. Start your day with a Neo 40 capsule. Have some Super Beets to keep you going through the day. It's all here. It's all natural, non-GMO beets. Something brand new and exciting to learn about, to try. And here's how you try it. You call 800-655-4183. Or you can go to DougLikesBeets.com. 800-655-4183. Money back guarantee. Buy two boxes of Neo 40. Get a free 30-day supply of Super Beets, free book on nitric oxide, free saliva testing strips, and free shipping. Neo 40 and Super Beets together, they will work for you. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. You'll find it at Jared's Galleria of Jewelry. With Pandora, life's extraordinary moments become the art of you. And you'll find an amazing selection of Pandora bracelets, necklaces, and rings at Jared, including exclusive styles you won't find anywhere else. Visit Jared from October 1st through the 25th, and when you buy any two Pandora rings, you'll receive a third Pandora ring of equal or lesser value free. While supplies last, see store for details.
Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding? Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money, or you can turn to a company that has helped more than 10,000 entrepreneurs successfully launch their dreams of business ownership, Benetrends Financial. Through Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies, entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
Yeah. owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Big band these days. Kara, will you help us with the overview of this band, how they became popular, what some of their more popular music is? Kara's at controls in our studio in Washington.
Yeah, well, what do you want? What kind of info do you want? I'll give you all the info.
Give me all the info from beginning to end. This looks like a group of young men in their mid to late 20s. Is that accurate?
That's why I listened to them.
That's why you listen to them, right?
So they started, I think it was 5 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
And there's four of them in the band now. There used to be five.
What happened to the fifth one?
He quit earlier this year.
Really?
Yeah, the first song I played, that was One Thing, and that was a big hit off of their first album. It's interesting because they don't actually get that much radio play, but because of the internet, I mean, they have this humongous following.
Why would they not get a lot of radio play? They sound pretty poppy to me. What's the problem?
I'm not sure. I don't know if it's a bad management thing or if, you know, I mean, you do hear their songs, but not nearly, like, say, as much as someone like Taylor Swift or Katy Perry or someone like that.
Are they as popular in England? Where are they from originally? Is this an American group?
No, they're all from the UK. I think one of them is Irish, but that's still UK. So they're really, really popular over there. Not as popular over here, I would say, but still, I mean, I went to one of their concerts 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And it was in a stadium in Baltimore. And I think it was sold out. The whole thing was packed.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting thing, there's actually two boys sitting next to me there with their mom. So I guess it's not all girls. It was cute.
But these guys are cute. So what was the problem the other night? The story this week is that they were in Belfast, and just a couple of minutes before they were due to perform, they canceled because apparently one of the group is sick. His name is Liam. They announced he was unable to perform. Hold on to your tickets. We'll make an announcement in the morning, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the fans didn't find out until just literally a couple of minutes before they were supposed to perform, and there were tears and crying. Oh, my God.
Well, to be fair, there are tears and crying even when they are performing.
Why? What do they have?
Yeah, I never... never really understood, and I don't know if it's just because girls feel like they can't express themselves that much, but I mean, you saw that with the Beatles. Like, any big Elvis, any big male performer, and I think the fact that it's times four.
I cry over Air Supply music.
Well, I'm sure we can play some of that.
Accommodate me.
But, no, I think it's just a lot of pent-up, like, apparently the first act already performed by the time everyone found out that it was canceled, so it was really late into the night by the time they found out. And
so they find out what's wrong with this guy? What's wrong with Liam?
I don't know. I don't think they've announced it, but apparently they have two other shows, I think, in Belfast, and I think they're still going on. So and I'm sure they're going to, I don't know, whether they're going to give people money back or let them come to the show.
Are they a bad boy band? I noticed that there was some trouble in a hotel room where they had stayed at one point in time. Sometimes these young people, men and women, both let it. They aren't all like Taylor Swift. They let their success go to their heads, and they kind of overplay their part. Are these guys like that?
Generally not. I mean, I guess that was one story, and I don't really even know that one. But in general, not really.
They're well behaved. In other words, you would not be worried about bringing one of them home to meet your parents.
I guess not.
Really?
The likelihood of that happening is probably not really high.
Right, but do you get a lot? You like guys like this, though, the kind of bad boy image?
I guess so. My dad has lots of tattoos, so maybe that's where.
Your father does. Really?
Yep.
Huh. That's an interesting story to pursue at a different time. My son has a lot of tattoos as well. They speak to sort of different things.
I only have one, though.
You only have one. Okay, I have none. One Direction, the story here on Good Day at 28 past the hour. It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
This multi-view report is brought to you by Enteromedics. Trying to lose weight through diet and exercise alone is often an exercise in futility. Experts say that's because the body's natural response is to gain more weight with each loss and regain cycle. Now, a device for weight loss, the first approved by the FDA in more than a decade, is helping select people suffering from obesity with a body mass index of between 35 and 45 get control of the complex disease. V-block therapy targets your source of hunger, so losing weight does not require you to change the foods you eat. It does not prevent nutrient absorption or alter your anatomy, giving V-block a strong safety record and low rate of serious related adverse effects. Erica Roy is a V-Block patient.
What is amazing to me about this device is that it doesn't just affect me physically. It works on helping me address my relationship with food.
For additional information and full safety information, visit www.vblock.com/risk or call 1-800-MY-VBLOCK. I'm Malcolm Heaver.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to powerprepper.com or call 877-817-9829 today to learn more. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat. See our selection at powerprepper.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Yes, I did say Jennifer, who was not here in the last half hour, but through the magic of whatever kind of tin can and wires she's gotten together there, you're in front of a restaurant in what city?
It's called the cell phone, Dougie. It's called the cell phone. That's
the name of the restaurant?
Technology. No, I actually don't know the name of the restaurant. Let me walk around here. Oh, I think I can tell you. It's called Zaharandi Restaurant.
The Harandi restaurant. There you go.
We're in.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be
Hey, there you go. And it's not even Verizon. Whoa. All right, so Jennifer is in Czechoslovakia. Now they now call her. She keeps reminding me of the Czech Republic. She was in Prague yesterday. I'm not sure they're still there today. They've been there for a week or 10 days. Coming back, I think, this weekend. But anyway, because she's so popular and so much a part of this program, I thought we'd connect with her a little bit, and I didn't realize it was going to be that little.
Yes.
So anyway, good luck. Have a wonderful lunch and a wonderful time. She sounds like she's very happy and enjoying not only her father's company, but all the people that they have met and worked with over there. I'm told it's a beautiful country. I'd like to take my better half and go over there sometime, maybe in the spring. Be a nice trip. Meanwhile, back here in the States, new guidelines from the American Cancer Society on breast cancer screenings seem to be an about face. This becomes confusing, annoying, maybe irritating and annoying are the same thing, because there's so much contradiction. This time, the Cancer Society said women ought to start getting mammograms at the age of 45 instead of the age of 40. And that you can skip the routine manual breast checks that are done by doctors. They say an exhaustive review, looking at the report of the medical literature, shows the measures are not very effective. Really? I don't think, from what I know, my former wife died because she had breast cancer. She had had a mammogram, and it was clear. About 3 or 4 months after she had the mammogram, she started getting a pain in her back. Had it examined, and it took them 4 months to come back around to the front and find that she had lumps in her breasts that were causing the pain in her back. So the mammograms were useless then, and I think a lot of people have thought that they were useless now. It just is one of these things. The American Cancer Society, in my estimation, is a lot like some of these other, like the Red Cross, in a manner of speaking. They're there to justify their own existence. They're big 501c3, and they do all of this money raising, jobs for lots of people. Okay, that's swell. Do we need an American Cancer Society? Well, we probably need a group to watch what's going on, but this seems, I'm not a doctor. People can say, you're always so smart, you're always criticizing. I'm not criticizing. I'm just telling you that I think the reality here is confusing because they keep changing what their recommendations are. Most people that I've talked to who are obstetricians or gynecologists say that the mammograms are pretty much a waste of time because they don't catch things soon enough, and that MRIs are the solution. And I also know the mammograms are painful. That's what I've been told. I never had one, but I've been told that they are painful. So you've got these people, the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force group, recommending different ages for starting regular mammograms. So there's five groups, and they recommend three different ages. Start your mammograms at 40, start them at 45, or start them at 50. So what do you know? Trust your gut, trust your instinct. If you got decent insurance, and this is the other thing that's so sexist, most of these doctors are men. Most of them, maybe they had their wives tell them about what the story was, or girlfriends or sisters or whomever, how painful and annoying the mammograms are or can be. And then maybe they've had somebody tell them, why don't we get MRIs for everybody? But because men control much of this, and because men control much of the business that is the MRI world, they don't want to, and the insurance companies, they don't want to pay for MRIs because they're more expensive. So you become a statistic. It's a crapshoot. If you can pay for your own MRI... Yeah, this is what is so frustrating, Kenny, about the situation that exists with the health care, the Affordable Health Care Act and all that other stuff. It doesn't address things that are practical and necessary. If I were, and I'm not even going to say if I were a woman, but as a man, I will be happy to relay my outrage here because I think it's patently ridiculous to keep doing something that most people say doesn't work, especially if they can't even agree on when you're supposed to have the mammograms to begin with. So what does that tell you? If I were in the position, and actually I've never really talked about this much with the lady who's important to me. I don't know why we haven't, but we haven't. So the point here being, well, she's very modest anyway, but I mean, there's stuff to learn and find out and support. I would think, though, that if you can afford it, which is a problem, that you'd have an MRI. And if we had a proper insurance service in this country and women were being treated equally as men, then they ought to have they don't have MRIs. That's from my perch. Comments? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com. The men talking about this. Where are the women on all this? Who's had a mammogram? Who's had an MRI? And how do they compare in terms of what the information is that comes out of the study. That's, I think, an important aspect of the conversation here. So I've given you my point of view. Kenny, your wife had a mammogram or an MRI?
She has, and her opinion on it is that if a mammogram, if men had to go through this, she says there would be a painless mammogram, painless MRI.
Yeah. That's what I just said. It's everybody I've ever talked to said it's very painful. My sisters, my daughter told me that it was painful. Other people that I've known have told me that it was painful. So why is that? Why can't we develop? Because, as Lisa is suggesting, Kenny's wife, it doesn't make any difference because men are the ones running all of this stuff. So what is the outcome? Has she been clean in all of the tests anyway?
Yeah, there was one that it was so stupid that there was a shadow or something.
Yeah.
So she had to go back, and there was, a week of not knowing, and then there was more tests, and it was nothing.
Yeah, but that week can be pretty miserable.
Yeah,
that's also part of. We're a progressive country. People say, well, we're lucky because it's better here than everywhere else in the world. But we have the technology to make it even better than it is. So why wouldn't we want to do that? People, it's too expensive. What's more important, your life or a couple of bucks? That would be the question that ought to rattle around in our brains, it would seem. All right, so there's a lot of discussion today. You'll have a lot of conversation here and there as the American Cancer Society revises its breast exam guidance. What say you if you are a woman? It's 43 minutes past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Provia is for women and for men. Provia is a serum with extracts that work against the three main causes of your losing your hair. So men and women, women and men all around the country are using this product. If your hair is getting thin, some people focus on their part line, some the crown in the back of your head. Those are the two, and your receding hairline on your forehead. Those are the three areas that people pay attention to when they're trying to get their hair back again. And so if you'd like to say goodbye to the hair that blows in the wind and doesn't come back again, you want to say hello to Provia, which you can get by calling the company directly at 800-525-8319. Provia will work to cleanse your scalp, cleanse the pores, get the stuff that's in there from the cheap shampoos and creams or whatever it is, even gels on your hair. All that stuff serves to plug up your pores so the follicles of hair under your scalp can't get through. So cleanse the pores so the hair can get through and replace the hair that comes out. It has a volumizer in it as well, so you have a fuller, healthier head of hair before you know it. Provia will work for you, or you get your money back. Get your hair back or your money back. Call 800-525-8319. That's the message. Order it now. Mention Doug Steffen. You get two for the price of one, the regular and the concentrated. Use them both and find that new growth of hair. You'll be very satisfied. I know you will, because they couldn't stay in business if the stuff didn't work right, because, again, the guarantee, get your money back or your hair back. I prefer my hair, thanks. 800-525-8319 for Provia. 800-525-8319.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Cold and flu season hits hard when you're least expecting it, so don't take it lying down. Take the gloves off and fight back. Walmart makes it easy with everything your family needs for cold and flu season, like Deltham cough medicine, Alka-Seltzer Cold Plus, and Mucinex. Don't get caught off guard when the coughing and sneezing starts in the middle of the night. Show cold and flu season who's boss. When it hits, hit back twice as hard. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver One. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The hunt for El Chapo is on. I like the drama, Kenny. Pretty good, huh?
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Mexico, it seems, was pretty close to capturing the cartel kingdom known as El Chapo, Joaquin Guzman. Earlier this month, he got away, fell off of a cliff, broke his leg, injured his face. Have you seen pictures of this guy? He needs to have all the face work he can get. He's got a lot of money. I'm surprised he doesn't fix his face. Anyway, so they're still looking for him. His bodyguards grabbed him at the bottom of the cliff and whisked him away into the dense forest because generales or the federales or whoever, all of the alleys.
Yeah, right, exactly.
They were after him. After him. The hunt continues for El Chapo. Okay, let's see what we have. Speaking of El Chapo and being a prisoner, a group of 130 U.S. police chiefs and sheriffs and prosecutors that will go to Washington today to join the movement to reduce the nation's incarceration rate. They say collectively, remember, 130 different people, police chiefs, sheriffs, prosecutors, too many people are behind bars in our country that do not belong there. These are police chiefs, sheriffs, and prosecutors. Too many people in jail don't belong there. They're meeting with the president tomorrow, but they're having their organizational meeting today because they're serious about this. And I believe that there is something to this as well. Way too many people. The jail systems are overcrowded with people who have used drugs, didn't hurt anybody, shouldn't be in jail in the first place. I know somebody in my own circle of friends who was addicted to painkillers, and unfortunately he wrote a prescription for himself, got caught doing it. His doctors didn't pay attention to his pain. He got addicted to it, and he was arrested and tried and sent to jail for 6 months. He was no danger to anybody but himself. But because he'd been a police officer, they wanted to make a case out of it and him. He admits to being wrong, but under the circumstances, what's the guy doing in jail? And he told me the story of some of the people that he was in jail with, people who had used drugs here and there. He was with a whole group of people. What are those people doing in jail? They don't need to be in jail. They need to be at rehab. And we spend all that money. These people in these various police chief organizations are right. 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 So, you know what I haven't talked about? I started the hour talking about Paul Ryan, and because I'm not doing it, I say this, but it's hard to have a conversation about what's going on in the world and not have some political bent to it. I leave a lot of the murder and mayhem out of our conversations. But I thought what former President George W. Bush said over the weekend was kind of interesting when it came to Senator Ted Cruz. Apparently, this was a big donor, a big fundraising event for his brother Jeb, and focus on Ted Cruz, as another Texan came up, and Bush said, quote, "I just don't like the guy." And you can kind of hear him saying that, can't you? "I just don't like the guy."
Sure.
There were, according to the report, cited six different donors who were at the event. Bush said he didn't like Cruz's de facto alliance with Donald Trump, who has, fairly notably, he has spared Cruz from the criticism that he's thrown at pretty much everybody else in the Republican field, right?
So far, yeah.
Yeah. And so Bush said he found it opportunistic that Cruz was sucking up to Trump and expecting all of his support to come to him in the end. So it's pretty interesting, Bush's remarks about Ted Cruz. He said, I was like, holy whoop, did he just say that? Said one donor. 51 after the hour.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I find myself pleased to once again tell you, as I did yesterday at this time and will tomorrow at this time, it's Tech Talk time with Greg Stebbin, who is the technology editor at Men's Health Magazine, here to remind us about apples and pears and blueberries and oranges, all those good things that are extraordinarily helpful.
Forgot blackberries.
But, oh, yeah, blackberries, too. Raspberries.
Well, that's good. Yes.
Yeah, those are good technology items, and we'll get to that. Plus, is it time for you to be worried? Get your drones. It sort of reminds me of being at the ballpark. Instead of get your hot dogs, get your hot dogs here. Get your drones here. That's what it sounds like in the Red Sox games. Get your drones here. Get your drones before you have to register them. That will happen. Well, Greg's going to explain how that whole thing works in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the Great. Entrepreneur's phone system.
Oh, there we go. Greg Stebbin is the, he's actually one of the happiest guys. He he loves waking up and going on this program. There's nothing he likes better to start his day being on the Good Day program talking about some of these issues.
It's true.
Yes. All right. So registering one's drone, how's that going to look, shape up, and when?
Well, we don't know yet how this will all shake out because, you know, there's going to be legal battles and appeals. And, and in theory, this won't apply to little toy drones and things like that. So if you get a drone for Christmas, in theory, you can go out and play with it. You don't have to wait for some government registration.
Really?
But you can, it's not hard to see how things flying through the sky could become a problem for commercial aviation.
Of course, it's dangerous.
Well, of course. And pilots report more and more drone sightings.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we've seen interference with fighting fires and at sporting events and all kinds of things. So
if I saw one over my farm, I'd shoot it down.
There you go.
Okay. Shut it down.
Okay. So clearly something has to be has to happen. If this plan is the right plan, I don't know. But I think most people agree that something has to happen.
Right.
And even if you want to cash in on the drone phenomena, like Amazon wants to use them to deliver packages to your house,
right.
If there's so many drones in the sky that they can't get to your house, that's not going to work either.
Did you see that Amazon is is it Amazon? Yeah, Amazon talking about merging with Walmart. Did you see that?
No.
I'm trying to remember where I saw it. I saw it earlier this morning. Ken, did you see that? I saw it.
I didn't.
But, yeah, there's something floating around. We'll have to go back to that after I do.
Perhaps using Walmart's inventory?
Maybe.
That'd be pretty smart, actually.
Apple reminding you that you can't hand your iPhone data to the police. There's a court case on this. What's the story with that?
So built into the iPhone operating system, iOS 8 and higher, Apple essentially built into that its inability to crack the device and hand your information over to law enforcement. Or at least that's how they characterize it, because the way they say it is they say it's technically, they do not have the technical ability to meet government requests for data from devices.
Mm-hmm.
That you should not fool yourself into thinking that means nobody can do it. Even if Apple can't do it, there may be hackers who can, and in fact, hackers have come ahead and said, yeah, we can do that. It's just a lot harder and a lot more complicated.
Where is Edward Snowden when we need him?
I think he's still in Russia.
He is, meeting with Putin and from Syria. All three of them are having meeting today. Do you know that? Very serious meeting. 59 after. Thank you, Greg Stebbin, here on Good Day.
This is brought to you by Takeda Pharmaceuticals. January is often when we set resolutions to lose weight. Is that the best idea? A new campaign, Resolve Now, Stay Ahead of the Curve, launched to inspire obese or overweight people to take action now, to talk with a doctor about a weight loss plan, including diet, exercise, and other options. Television actress and campaign partner Sarah Rue comments,
"A few years ago, I saw a gap between how I envisioned myself in the future and my reality. I knew I had to make a change. I joined this campaign to encourage people struggling with their weight to talk with their doctor about a weight loss plan. It's one of the most important conversations you can have."
Visit iResolveNow.com to read Sarah's story, what activities worked for her, and share your personal story for a chance to win prizes to help you work toward reaching your weight loss goals.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.